Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz. Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. There's no better time during the course of our year to perfect our character like during these nights and days in the holy month of Ramadan. And really every day is about improving ourselves in some way, in some capacity, and growing and cultivating and purifying and perfecting these souls and these hearts of ours. And during the course of this month, we're seeking forgiveness from God consistently. Kathratul istighfar is one of the major themes of this holy month. To return, to repent, to seek forgiveness from the All-Merciful. And the idea is that our hearts have been filled with a lot of transgression, with a lot of sin, with a lot of vice. And through our lengthy prostrations, through our supplications, through our seeking of forgiveness, that heart is emptied. And the idea is that when the heart is empty, you don't want to allow for it to be filled up with that negative qualities and traits that we had yesterday, but rather fill it with traits of virtue, with traits of beauty, with traits of the most sublime characteristics and qualities as exemplified by the best of creations, our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and that of his family, peace and blessings be upon them. The idea is that we're taking those necessary strides to, even in the midst of perfecting our character, to perfecting our character within each and every one of their frames. So when I say that I want to no longer get angry, or that I want to be more compassionate, we know that these terms like anger and compassion, they don't have bounds. Meaning that my anger toward my children can be different than my anger toward my coworkers, can be different, you know, than my anger toward others. And like we know from the state of the world, anger can allow for racisms, for injustices, for genocides, for violence to also take place because of how many levels that it can be put on display. And similarly, compassion. We're merciful and compassionate to our coworkers. We're merciful and compassionate to the squirrels that run by us when we're walking down a park. But our compassion for our children obviously is far greater and far different. Because again, it's not limited by any box. They don't have the bounds and the restrictions that we often place things under, which are material and which are physical. So the idea is that we utilize these days to improve what we're already doing and to eradicate those bad qualities that we see within ourselves, so that when we exit from this sacred month, again, we exit with a heart that is filled with virtue, that is filled with love, that is filled with generosity, that is filled with compassion, and so on. And I want to reflect a little bit in regards to a beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in which he talks about the qualities found in the best of people. In this narration, the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, he states, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ أَتْأَمَ الطَّعَامُ وَأَفْشَى السَّلَامُ وَصَلَّى وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. And if you just listen to the words, you realize that the rhyming words of the Messenger of God, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they themselves are beautiful just if you listen to them, let alone the meaning that we can take from them. He states that the best amongst you are three. Firstly, men at'amat ta'am, those who give food or those who feed others. Feeding others, of course, could literally mean inviting guests to your home, because that is something that obviously brings blessing, as numerous ahadith from the Prophet and his family emphasize. To have your family over, to have your friends over where possible, of course, is something strongly encouraged within our tradition. To eating food with one another, to breaking fast with one another. In fact, there's an abundance of ahadith that talk about the blessing of breaking the fast of a fasting person by giving them even half a date. That the reward for it is so immense, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that we do these things in community, that we do these things with people whom we love, that we spend time with others and interact with them, again, as long as we're engaged in some sort of meaningful conversation and discussion as well. But it could also mean, meaning the hadith of the Prophet, من أطعم الطعام, to give food to those who don't have. To literally give out of your wealth, to give out of your food, to give out of yourself toward those who are less fortunate. And who don't have the wealth, the money, the resources to feed themselves or to feed their families. Or those who may have the resources but may struggle to do so, where we can extend a good hand, a charitable hand, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and feed those who don't have. مَنْ أَتْأَمَ الطَّعَامِ. The second quality that the Prophet alayhi salam mentions in this tradition, he states, وَأَفْشَ السَّلَامِ. Those who spread salam could also have two different meanings. The first meaning is perhaps that the one who initiates by literally saying to his or her believing brother or sister, Salaamu Alaikum, to begin a conversation with greetings of peace and blessings. For we know that there is an abundance of hadith and tradition that mentions, for instance, that the one who greets his believing sister or brother with Salaamu Alaikum receives 99 rewards, and the one who responds, though it's an obligation, receives one reward. The idea is to initiate a conversation again with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with greetings of peace and blessings. Again, you start off a conversation like that, the ability or the potential for it to go wrong all of a sudden decreases tremendously. But a second meaning of this narration, wa afsha salam, to spread peace, could literally mean to spread peace, to reconcile differences between people. When you see individuals arguing with one another toward seeking to solve their dispute in whatever way, or it could even be on a larger, more global level, for instance, the voluntary efforts that we engage in during this month and beyond, the humanitarian work that we have the desire to do. The Prophet ﷺ says that the best of people are those who spread peace. وَأَفْشَ السَّلَامِ. So we should think about how we can utilize these days to reflect in terms of how we can do just that. And thirdly, the Prophet ﷺ says, وَصَلَّى وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ. And those who pray, the best amongst you, are those who feed others, are those who spread salam, and those who pray when everyone else is sleeping. Again, that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vertically as we prostrate on the ground while everyone else is sleeping, what that can do to transform our heart and give us the inspiration to feed those who are less fortunate and to spread peace in communities amongst people who are going through difficulties and hardships. It starts with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, the hadith of the Messenger alayhi salam states, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ أَتْأَمَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَفْشَ السَّلَامِ وَصَلَّى وَالنَّاسُ النِّيَامِ. The best amongst you are those who feed others, those who spread salam, and those who pray when everyone is asleep. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلِ اللَّهُمَّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer, and look out for him on Facebook.